This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. The news of a mass shooting on December 14th has spread around the world, and from all corners of the earth, prayers are being sent for those whose lives in Newtown, Connecticut, have been forever changed. Members of Lutheran Church Charities were among the first to respond and take a stand to help a grieving community cope with the deaths of 20 children at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Buzz Ulrich spoke with Pastor Tim Engel, who says the outreach the LCC ministry brings to the area has been helpful as his group walks through town meeting the people.
There's an opportunity to pray with someone. We're certainly going to take advantage of that opportunity and give them that prayer support.
Engel and his comfort dog Barnabas, as well as other members of Lutheran Church Charities Comfort Dog Ministry, are fairly easy to spot, as the ministry has a substantial showing in Newtown.
We have at least a dozen people, because not everybody has a dog that's here from LCC. We have some of their staff members, and then the rest are volunteers from congregations where comfort dogs are placed. We have like 9 dogs here right now through Lutheran Church Charities, with a couple more on the way.
Pastor Tim Engel notes that prayers aren't the only way that society has been marking the moment.
Talk to a woman named Kathy. She had her 3 children with her, and they had come in from Massachusetts about an hour and a half away to show her support, show their support for the people here in Newtown. And we see that a lot. People coming from other states or elsewhere, even in Connecticut, rather than just seeing the news on television, they're moved to do something, and visiting here and showing their support is one of the things that a lot of people are being moved to do.
Reverend Glenn Merritt, director of LCMS Disaster Response, is also in Newtown, Connecticut, and reports Christ the King Lutheran Church and its pastor, Rob Morris, made an important decision to carry on with an event for the community, despite preparing for the funerals of 2 of the victims.
They held their children's pageant, even in light of this tragedy. And these voices of the children showed to me and to all those attending, and the church was really full, that the voices of the children who were unfortunately killed are not silenced. Those voices are being heard through these young children, and these children who died are singing eternally with Christ.
These 2 Lutheran ministries will continue to bring comfort to residents in Newtown, Connecticut in the upcoming days.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.